Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets hosting Northwestern here in UMAC Conference action. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Allison DeGroat. And coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations, by the way, on the win streak. You guys are playing very good soccer right now. We'll talk more about that in just 1 second here. But you guys seem to be rounding into form, kind of going off of that idea. You know, you've won, was it four in a row now? Is it four in a row? Five in a row? Yep, there it is, five in a row. And, you know, you've gone on a nice little streak here. And it seems like the offense is clicking, the defense is playing well, and you guys are rounding into form at the right time, too, because right now I know you've clinched a playoff spot, but looking at more down the road, you're tied for first place. And this is a good time of year, of course, with the UMAC tournament coming up to start really sharpening your game.
Absolutely. It's been a great five conference games, and we played really well and looking to continue to progress as we go into playoffs.
It's been interesting to see your team grow this year as well. I know that at the beginning of the year, you guys are a young team still, and we've touched about that. We've talked about that, I should say, in other interviews. But, you know, the younger players are really starting to kind of find their groove here as the season has moved on. And I know that, you know, we've talked about the fact that progression is kind of not necessarily linear. Sometimes you take a step forward, two steps back, and then three steps forward and so forth. But it does really seem like you guys are now finding a consistent level each time you go out there.
Yeah, and that's something we've been talking quite a bit about is stringing an entire 90 minutes together, and every single time we step out on the field, we get closer and closer to that. You know, different teams show you different looks, and now we're figuring out how to solve problems on the field without the coaching staff having to wait until halftime to communicate changes. They're really sorting it out on the field and problem-solving out there.
Well, it's nice also to have a core, especially the sophomore class, that really has played well together. Starts in the back, of course, with Madison and also Morgan in goal. But then going forward to Anna up top, and then, you know, some of the, even the older players like Kaylee Johnson, who's been around this program now in her fourth year, Tatum Larnoise, who's also stepped up for you, and Emma Street, having her back, has also really helped you guys this year. But, you know, it really came down to a case, at least in my opinion, that you guys just need to find some offense. And now that you found it, it seems like everything is really clicking well.
Absolutely. I think one thing that's going extremely well for us is attacking through the out wide spaces and combining with from the center to the outside spaces and getting in deep. And we're working a lot on, in the training environment on how to do that and how to do that in a dangerous way. And it's paid off.
And one more comment on that sophomore class. Anna Schussman was able to score a hat trick in 3:52 of a game against Crown the other day. Now, that's something that I have not personally been able to see very often. I don't think, ever seen it with the men's team. It's a pretty special thing. I mean, that doesn't happen every day, and that must have made you pretty happy as a coach also. I mean, she's one of those players that sometimes she's the focal point of the other team's defense because they know that they kind of, you guys run your offense through her quite a bit, but that must have been incredible to see.
It absolutely was, and it really speaks to Anna Schussman's ability on the ball and her athleticism. She's tough to defend, and she's a great ball striker. I think it also speaks to Haley Miller got two of those assists, and Emma Street had an assist and created the opportunity for another goal. So it really does, while Shush got all three of those goals and definitely deserved those, it really speaks to how the offense is combining together. So,
and now turning this game today against Northwestern, it's a challenging game for you guys. Of course, you guys met them last year in the UMAC Tournament Championship game with a berth to the NCAA Tournament on the line, dropped that contest. But it's a team that returns some players from that team. I mean, it's a squad that is pretty skilled. They're a tough squad. They usually, you know, have pretty good wing players. What else do you know about the Eagles here heading in this game today?
Yeah, they're a really good squad. As you said, they're very dangerous. One of the ways they like to be dangerous is flighted balls from their back line into the opposite post. So it's tracking people into the box and continuing to communicate as we shift our marks from player to player. They're at their most dangerous when they're really dynamic between their center mids and their attacking center forward. And so it's going to be that constant communication between our center mids and our center backs on passing off marks and communicating that way.
All right, Coach, well, thanks for your time. Good luck today against the Eagles.
Thank you very much, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Allison DeGroat. I'll be right back with the opening kickoff of this contest between the Yellow Jackets and the Eagles right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Soccer on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.